One, can't you see? Just one more dick, and I'd have three. They're my
Sing it.
Two dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks.
Hercules.
And come what may, I'm proud to tell you this.
All right.
I'd pass on a love-filled night with the New York Knicks, because I'm the witch with two dicks.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
The American Music Awards brought to you by...
That is the only song I've ever written in my life.
And I'm glad that you keep the lyrics handy on that.
Sure do, Mike. I do carry them with me.
Right.
Just in case.
I know. Just in case you need to whip it out at a moment's notice.
Now, we will be back in a moment. And I see that we have callers from Denver, Baltimore, Wichita, Washington, Virginia, and Tampa Bay.
Okay.
All right, good. So we have a full slate. When we come back, hey, Rob, would you come here, please, and set it up? As we go to break, let's find out what the occupation is.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be our job to pick the person who's telling the truth. Rob, what is the occupation?
Well, actually, guys, I have six occupations that I'd like for you to choose from.
Oh, all right.
You can choose the occupation that you want to do.
Okay, and then whoever doesn't have that occupation, they will be imposters.
In no particular order, moon bounce operator.
Okay.
Bowling ball driller.
Right.
Ice hockey ref.
Right.
A guy who builds, or a gal rather, who builds waterfalls. A beer technician. Or an erotic party representative.
Hmm.
Well, now, the erotic party representative, I believe, would probably be the easiest to pick out of that crowd.
It's the guy with the really low voice.
And these are these are men and women?
Yes, there's the best mix.
Okay. Could I hear them again one more time, please?
Yes, in no particular order.
And a person. Please say a person.
That's right. A bowling ball driller.
Right.
Yes.
Moon bounce operator.
Mm-hmm.
Erotic party representative. Beer technician. Build waterfall person. And ice hockey referee.
All right.
You know what? I think we should... try to pick the moon bounce operator.
Moon bounce operator. Moon bounce operator, it will be, sahib.
Okay.
So now, would you like to keep the others on tap?
No,
play the game or
get,
full slate?
Get rid of give them all a nice prize, all the people who called. To give them a, it's Eddie with Whoopi Goldberg. So listen, sorry, it's a free movie, though.
Now they called in.
Whoopi Goldberg portrays a loudmouth Knicks fan. There you go. It's from Hollywood Pictures Home Video. So give that to the bowling ball driller and to the ice hockey referee and
the
to
five runners up.
The lady who makes the waterfalls. And then get five more people who will pretend that they are moon bounce operators.
Okay.
And then it will be our job in the next break to come on and ask questions and try to decide who's telling the truth.
I bet we'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
And if you stump us, we'll give you $50. We'll be right back.
Oh, come on. Damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the Dax. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell.
Hmm.
Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
There are millions of broadcasters on the radio, but there's only five or eight guys who do what they do. The world needs their marvelous glitz. Don and Mike.
That was Chris Farley, of course, and tell me, he was pretty good on Jay Leno last night?
He was, and I noticed something about it. He came out as like the mayor of Packerland, and he came in. He came out like with a size 2 jersey on, a Packer jersey, and he presented the players from the Packers. Andre Rison was on the show along with I forgot who the other two guys were, but he gave them cheese heads, and he got up there, you know, doing that jerking around thing that he does.
Right. I'm Chris Farley. I want to say on behalf of all the Packers.
And he's you know, jumping around, and he's gotten a lot fatter. He's fatter since Tommy Boy, and he was pretty heavy in Tommy Boy. And he's one of those fat guys that now he's at that level of weight gain, and it might have been the shirt where he has trouble putting his arms down because he's got the rolls of fat underneath his arms. And he was hysterical. I mean, but he really sounded, you know, that raspy voice.
He's got that down.
It's a special Packer day.
And, you know, when did it change for him? Because when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I remember, well, at least you and I, we never thought he was funny. We thought he was like a poor man's Tom Arnold.
Well, they didn't do any writing for him, and that was the problem. I mean, he wasn't in any sketches that were ever any funny. And the thing is, now that he's making these movies, every time I see him, I think about Tommy Boy. I think about the movies he's in. And he is a pretty funny guy if you give him the right stuff to work with. You know, and that was obviously his own creation when he said,
"Here are your cheese heads."
And Jay Leno was, passing a kidney stone. He was laughing so hard. He's funny now. He wasn't funny in the old days. He's funny now.
Yeah. All right. We're ready for a What's My Line or to Tell the Truth, whatever we're calling this game. Now we have six people on the line. One of them actually operates the moon bounce.
All right.
All right. Here's the format. We're going to get each person on the phone one at a time. Each of us, me, you, and Buzz, we'll ask each person one question.
All right.
Then we will decide who we're voting for.
Okay.
And then we come back from the commercial break.
All right.
We'll find out who actually operates the moon bounce.
Okay. This is really more to tell the truth than What's My Line, but there's a little What's My Line in it.
Yeah. All right. Let's start right here with this is Stan from Maryland. Hello, Stan.
Stanley.
Yes, sir.
Ah, there you go. Stan the man. So, Stan.
What's happening?
What is your occupation?
I'm a moon bounce operator.
All right, now, let's see. We each get one question. I will go first. Let's see. What color is your moon bouncer?
We have blue and red and yellow.
Thank you. Mike?
Stosh, what is the most important rule on the moon bounce?
Make sure that the kids do not start fighting in the moon bounce.
Buzz.
Stan, what's the name of the company that makes the fan that inflates the moon bounce?
The Aerostar Company.
All right, thank you.
Good question, Buzz.
Hold on. All right, now here is John from Virginia. John?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
He's Johnny Carney.
Johnny Carney.
John, what do you do for a living?
I'm a moon bounce operator.
I love asking that, like in that way that they used to on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a moon bounce operator.
I'm a moon bounce operator.
No, I'm a moon bounce operator. All right, here's your question.
Yeah.
Where is the last location you operated your moon bouncer at?
There was a grand opening at Chevy Chase Bank. Oh, maybe I should mention the name of the bank. It was a grand opening of a bank, and they hired us for...
I've heard enough. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I've already made my decision. Mike?
Johnny, what's the most interesting thing you've ever found after a day of running the moon bounce?
Well, probably there was one... There are kids bouncing all over it, and one time in the corner there was something that was smelling, and it turned out that it was a kid who had thrown up, and we hadn't noticed until we started shutting the thing down.
Okay, and Buzz?
Stan, what kind of padding, if any, do they use under the air cushion just, for as an extra safety measure?
Oh, it's John, but as far as the safety measure, there really isn't. Basically, the air is good enough so that there doesn't have to be anything. There's just
hold on.
All right, Johnny.
Thanks, John.
That's the only thing that made me think that maybe he's telling the truth.
Yeah, well, see,
because I bet there is no safety involved in the moon bounce.
Yeah, they're both of our imposters. Our first two supposed moon bounce operators might be okay.
All right, here's number three, John from Rochester, New York. John, what do you do for a living?
I'm a moon bounce operator.
And, John, how did you get the job of moon bounce operator?
Well, there was a carnival in town, and I just applied for a job with the carnival, and that's what they put me on and trained me for.
Okay, Mike.
John.
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Oldtimer.
John, I have to ask you, I don't care, I'm going to forfeit my question and ask, how old are you, John?
How old am I?
Yes.
That's
I'll be the big 5-0 in April.
That's a valid 50. Question, Mike.
All right, 50. Thank you, John.
Buzz.
John, what's the moon bounce made of?
It's made of latex rubber.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, there we go. That
Hold
was
on.
Contestant number three.
All right, now here's Joe from Virginia. Hello, Joe.
Yes, I'm here.
Joe, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a moon bounce operator.
Joe, approximately how many children can you have in the moon bounce and have safe operation? What is the optimum amount of kids you can have in there?
It has a limit up to 25.
25. Mike.
Joe?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 37 years old.
Thank you, Joe. I've run out of questions
Buzz?
To ask a moon bounce.
Joe, how many pounds of air pressure to keep that thing inflated?
Good man, Buzz.
It's probably approximately 2,500 pounds.
All right, hold on, please. Now let's Mike, maybe this will be a nice new twist. It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
It's Chrissy from Virginia.
Hi.
Hi. All right, I have a question for you. Do you have a mustache?
No, I sure don't.
All right. I'm just going on the, you know, the stereotype of carny workers.
What's her name again?
Chrissy.
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 Chrissy, how do you transport the moon bounce from one location to the next when you're going from city to city or event to event?
On the back of a flatbed.
All right. All right. And Buzz?
Chrissy, how did you get started in this kind of work?
I went down and I started out as a cotton candy operator. Mm-hmm.
And so is this a promotion? That's an extra question. I'm just just a follow-up.
Good follow-up.
And I was promoted to moon bounce operator.
Moving on
up. All right, hold on a second. Now we have one more potential moon bouncer, and it's Dave from Maryland.
Dave. How are you doing tonight?
From Baltimore. Dave, what do you do, Dave?
I'm a moon bounce operator.
All right, Dave, explain to me, at the end of a day when you have to deflate that baby, explain to me how you put one of those things down, how you put it away.
What we do is we reverse the engine. Instead of blowing air in, we suck the air out. It's a reverse ductal work, and it just collapses down. It's got baffles on the inside, and they come down one section at a time. Then you just roll it. We have a compressor, and then they fold right into a...
I would like to just point out right now the in his voice. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm riding on a bumpy road right now going to my next
A very bumpy road, cobblestone road, I'm sure. Mike!
He's going with the circus. How long, how much time does it take to inflate it before each event?
Inflating, if we're outdoors in cold weather, it takes approximately 2.5 hours. If it's warm weather, approximately an hour and a half.
You know, I love it when they lie and they add the extra touches like that. That makes me wonder. And finally, Buzz Burbine.
Dave, I still want to know, what kind of safety cushion under that sucker?
It's a neoprene 3-inch layer.
It's a what, Dave?
Neoprene.
Neoprene, Don.
Neoprene.
That's what you can also use it like if you have a head cold. You can put neoprene up your nose.
Okay, Dave. Thanks muchly.
Okay.
Hold the line, please.
I think I've got mine.
I have my selection also.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what we think before we go to break.
Okay.
Or, you know, never mind that. We can do it right now.
Well,
I don't think that there's that much
suspense?
Anxiety. I think that it's pretty obvious who the real one is. At least in my opinion. I would go with number one, Stan, is my choice.
I am going to go with number six, Dave.
Ah!
That's who I think it is.
Mm. And Buzz, who do you like?
I'm torn between them both, but I like Dave's answer. I'm going to say number six.
Number six. All right. Rob, come on in. This is the exciting moment now.
Rob comes in and gets to share with us who the real moon bounce operator is.
Now, which one of you guessed line one?
I did.
Stan? Stan is not it.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, my. But Stan gets money, right?
That means Stan, hold on, let me tell him right now. Stan?
Yes, sir, Mr. Geronimo.
You've won $50.
Thank you, Mr. Geronimo. But I count on you.
Because you stumped me and I am so stupid. What do you do for a living really, Stan?
I am a special education instructional assistant.
Cool.
Good job.
Beautiful. Listen, enjoy your $50. You stumped me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it, Donna. Mike and Rob A.
Thanks. Hold the line. Now, Rob, both Mike and Buzz selected... Number six, Dave.
This is the moment of tension when Rob's going to share with us who is the real moon bounce operator.
Let me just say $50 buys a lot of neoprene because Dave is not right either.
And you know what? He wins $100 because each of you guys selected him. Dave! Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Congratulations, because you got both Mike and Buzz, you win $100.
Way to go, Dave.
I really feel honored, because you guys are great.
Dave, man, oh, man. I thought I had you with the voice.
Well, you know, my mouth is full of Novocaine. I just came out of the dentist, turned you guys on, and had a jump on this.
That means it either has to be Young John, Old John, Joe, or Chrissy. Joe.
What do you really do for a living?
I'm a civil site designer.
A civil site designer.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Congratulations. And now that also means that whoever the real person is will win $50 also.
That's right.
For stumping us. And everybody else will get the Whoopi Goldberg movie. Sorry about that. VHS copy of Eddie starring Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi portrays a Knicks fan who wins a contest that lets her coach the Knicks. It's from Hollywood Pictures Home Video. And now, Rob, the question is, who is the real moon bounce operator?
It'll be the second time this contestant surprises you, because the first time you were surprised, she didn't have a mustache.
Oh, my God, it's Chrissy!
Yeah!
Hey, now that's out of left field.
Man, wow. Chrissy, so the answer about working the cotton candy machine and getting a promotion was true.
Yes, it was.
That is great.
Any training?
I washed ponies for 50 cents a pony.
That's great.
Well, Chrissy, congratulations. You have stumped us and you win 50 bucks.
All right. Thank you.
And everybody else that played gets the Whoopi Goldberg movie and the other guys get their money. And, see, now we got a new bit.
And Don, next time we play, I promise I'll ask less questions about how old they are.
We'll be right back.
Don and Mike Show. 106.7 Washington Superstation WJFK. WJFK.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Two words, Charlie Jones, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike program.
Hi, I was just wondering how come Chrissy didn't get $150 for stomping you off.
Interesting point. You know, these games, when they're developed, they kind of develop as they go along.
Yeah, we'll figure that out next time.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's
right. She's absolutely right.
She is. Yeah.
Tough toenails.
That's quite a cash cow, that game.
Yeah, I mean, You know, what we should really do is take the extra money away from the guy that stumped both of you guys and take $50 from him and give it to her. But I don't think you could do that now.
Because we already gave him the money.
And if I give her another $100, then like I've shot the wad. We don't have any money left then to give away.
It's kind of fun to think that, you know, if you stump us in any way, you win $50 because then, you know, conceivably, we could give away, I did the calculations, $250,000.
Hello.
Wow.
All right, so maybe she got gypped out of some money. Yeah. But that's the way it goes sometime on the Don and Mike Show.
She seemed very happy, though, to, you know, hey, she's a moon thing operator.
Listen, it's a valuable lesson that we teach on the show. Life is not fair.
Right.
But we will work out the details the next time we play that game.
That'll buy a lot of cotton candy.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
And Mike, how you doing, guys?
Great, thanks.
This is your friend, Chocolate Tom Cruise.
Chocolate Tom Cruise. Oh, it's been a while since the Chocolate Tom Cruise has called in.
Well, yeah. I went back in East Africa, and all of a sudden, I took it, your radio taping, and the whole, about like 50 million people are big fans for WJFK, Don and Mike now.
I remember that when you called the show, the Chocolate Tom Cruise.
You
right?
know, you say you have an East African accent,
that,
but it...
That is Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somalia.
But it sounds almost like you have an Italian accent, you know. I took your tape back. Let me tell you, they thought it was absolutely wonderful.
But I have the goodest thing is Ken Stevens. I have a good thing for Ken Stevens right now.
Good thing for Ken Stevens from the chocolate?
No, you want to hear it for your boy?
From the Chocolate Tom Cruise. Okay, yes, let's hear it.
Let's hear the story, okay?
Okay.
This is when the body was first made. All its parts wanted to be a boss. The brain said...
All the parts in the body wanted to be the boss?
Yeah, the brain. Let's start from the brain.
I know this joke. The butt wins.
But what?
The derriere.
No. The brain says, since I control everything.
Okay, go ahead.
And I do all work, I should be a boss.
Right, and then the feet say, because we walk around all day, we should be the boss. Then the hands say, because we control the movement, we should be the boss.
Right, and then
the eyes say?
Brain gets cloudy, the eyes get all fogged up, the feet get swollen.
But now Ken Stevens tell him, you don't have to be a brain to be a boss, just an a-hole.
Right, there you go. You don't have to be a brain to be a boss, just an a-hole. Well, thank you, Chocolate Tom Cruise.
Oh, he loved it. He's proud of himself.
Hey, I'm a big fan of you. A lot of people listen to the whole East, about up to 50 million people.
Wow.
And who introduced them? Me, Chocolate Tom Cruise.
So, I understand that you played, like you went back to Africa and played our tape.
That's right.
But how did
one station, their favorite one station.
You mean you played it on a radio station?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have to see some money
some
for that.
Some kind of copyright infringement there. I don't give you the chocolate or the vanilla Tom Cruise.
Hey, I just played them and they love it. Now everybody is a big fan now. They put a big antennas, you know,
wait a minute. What would the country be of where you broadcast us from?
In Kenya.
In Kenya.
Kenya.
So in about 50 million people, huh?
50 million people listen to the whole East Africa. That is a BBC London. There's the biggest station in East Africa.
And you played our show?
I mean, you don't have to play the whole show. You just tell them, Don and Mike, and what they did was they normally when they listen to radio, they have to go on top of the camel.
This is the this is the chocolate Jerry Maguire, everybody.
And so you went to a radio station in Kenya and put a tape of us on the air?
They don't put the tape on the air. What they did was I just tell them.
Oh, you told them of our exploits.
To listen and everything. I teach them and introduce them.
Well, what would you? We are the Kenya.
Now a lot of people are
Kenya Morning Zoo, everybody.
So, and that charming Chocolate Tom Cruise laugh.
We have about like 50 million people. Big
50
fans.
Million Africans. Well, listen, the next time.
Waiting your next visit. Instead of going only in the United States, you should go overseas.
Listen to me, Chocolate Tom Cruise. The next time that you're over in your home country, please tell all of your countrymen and women to dial 1-800-881-9176 for their copy of Sex, Pies, and Videotape.
Hold on. Say it again. 1-800-who?
1-800-881-9176.
And what am I going to get? Copy of what?
Haven't you heard about Sex, Pies, and Videotape?
Hey, have you ever heard a camel having sex with a female camel and a male camel? Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
The male camel, he cannot have a sex with the female.
Why?
Human beings have to help him. They have to put the whole thing through in there, you know.
Human beings have to help him.
Help him, yeah.
Well, how did they do it when human beings weren't around to help him?
Come on now. There is no camel on the earth that human beings don't own it. Every camel on the earth, somebody owns it.
Hold on, though. Where did the first camel come from then? Weren't camels here before people?
No. The camels, they just get in the world after the people. Or maybe they made it same time.
No, there's no way. There have to be. Aren't there? What a discussion. Listen, aren't there wild camels?
You don't have to. I mean, you can't tell me because I was born with the camels. I know what I'm talking about.
Camels love humping. I'll tell you that.
When they making sex, you have to. The human being have to
but
help.
They make sex.
He can't make sex because you have to hold the bingo thing and put it through in there with your hand.
The bingo thing. Right. Joe Camel. Okay. All right. Listen, it's the Chocolate Tom Cruise. Thank you for checking in.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You and I are like a couple of dogs here with our heads cocked to one side. Well, there had to be camels before humans.
Right?
Of course.
Right.
I mean, do camels have trouble making sex?
I don't think that man invented camel, did he?
No, I don't think that. There's got to be some place in the world where there are wild camels and a man's not there to put bingo inside, as the Chocolate Tom Cruise said.
We have an actual... Cut 56. Here you go. Camel grunting. Okay?
Right. Let me help you with that.
Bingo. B-I-N-G-O.
B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O. And bingo was his name.
And you heard it from the Chocolate Tom Cruise.
That's right. Wherever there's a camel fornicating, there's a human.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, turn that off. We've got to do a quick commercial set, and we'll be right back, I promise.
The Don with Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Michael
Mara, WJFK. Hello, Linda. This is Mr. Ward Cleaver, father of Wally and Beaver Cleaver. About your party this afternoon, my son will be unable to attend. Huh? Oh, he come down with something.
I expected, Wally.
He come down with something unexpected. As his father, I don't think I should expose you and the other girls to his germs. Yes, the ones he come down with.
Come down with?
Working great, Beaver. This Linda's really falling for him.
It's working great, is what he said.
My wife and I are very sorry he will not be in attendance. The doctor said he can't go to any parties for 24 hours. Thank you. Goodbye.
You were great, Wally. You even sounded better than Dad.
Oh, hi, Dad. I guess you just come in here, huh?
No.
You been here long?
Just long enough.
They're the lemon juice in your paper cut. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike, coast to coast, nationwide, on Westwood One Entertainment. Hey, check it out. It's a hot stock. Westwood One.
Yes, it is.
Our company.
Yes, it is.
It's like the hottest thing on Wall Street, for goodness sakes.
It surely is.
And you're listening. Thanks. We appreciate it. We're on live now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We had been on a tape delay, and now we're on live at KHTL. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jacksonville, Florida, land of the real man, WTLK 106.5, Real Radio. And thank you for listening in Buffalo and Lockport, New York on WLVL.
I'll tell you one thing. It's refreshing to be number one with stock pickers as well as nose pickers.
A quick plug for our videotape, Sex, Pies, and Videotape. Your copy's waiting at 1-800-881-9176. Our operators are standing on their heads waiting to take your call.
Yeah.
$29.95. $4.50 shipping and handling, and you got to be 18 or over to order our videotape.
It's America's favorite party tape, so order it now.
Now, are you ready for the senior citizen of the week?
I certainly am.
And no, it is not Olivette Spellman.
And I guess we didn't get around to calling Olivette on today's show.
No, we didn't. Maybe tomorrow, Mike. This guy, though, this guy is all over the news.
Good.
His name is Marion Townsley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy who found the Babe Ruth card.
Oh, yeah, this guy, that the very valuable baseball card.
Right. The guy is a retired church organist.
Cool.
He's not a collector. He's not a baseball fan. Apparently what had happened is that he was looking through some stuff, and he sees that he's got a 1914 baseball card.
And he's not a big baseball fan, right?
Right, with Babe Ruth when he was with the Baltimore Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
But the card has been estimated maybe $7,000, maybe $10,000. He found the card in a house that was about to be bulldozed. He will not be specific, just in case somebody says, that's my card. He's not telling exactly where he found it.
Sure.
Because there will be people like this jockey, so we'll call him up to say, that's my card.
Hey, man, it's my card. I also won all that money in that soccer bet over in England. And it's kind of neat. And they showed a picture of the card in the newspaper, and actually looks like it's from 1914 or whatever.
Like Rudy Marsky playing baseball.
Hey, how you doing? Curse of the Bambino.
He's got those baseball socks hiked up way high, like to his knees.
He was a party animal, wasn't he, the Bambino?
Hello,
Babe Ruth?
This
yes.
877.
Name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It takes a long time to get that number out.
Please wait.
Old people. Oh, for old people. Hey, Marion.
Marion.
Maid Marion.
Marion the librarian.
Marion Barry.
You're the king of the Marions.
Marion Ross.
Oh, yes. Happy days.
Happy days. Marion, are you there?
Hello.
Knew he was. Hi, Marion. It's Don and Mike from the Don and Mike radio show. We're a national radio show. We wanted to call and salute you as our senior citizen of the week.
You got the wrong number.
Oh, we do?
Yes, yeah,
you don't sound like an old guy.
Huh?
This is not Marion Townsley who got the Babe Ruth baseball card?
No.
Is your name Marion Townsley?
No, it's not.
Did I dial the wrong number?
You did. This is 877-343.
Yeah.
Sounds like I dialed the right number.
Now, are you a baseball fan?
No.
Okay, listen, I'm going to redial the number that I have, and if it's you, I'll hang up right away.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Didn't sound quite like... How old is this guy, Marion, supposed to be?
100.
100. And how many eggs can you eat in an hour?
100. 50.
50 an hour.
The real answer for the eggs is 50.
Yes.
And the guy's age... Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our fault we got the wrong number.
Sorry about that.
You may want eight. Maybe.
No, don't say the number on the air, okay?
Listen, I got a way to handle the problem. Thank you, sir. Hey, Rob. Oh, Rob.
Oh, no.
It's his job to research these.
Right.
Hey, you hungry?
No, wait.
Have a piece of paper.
What's the problem? Always exasperated. Now, what, you were going to explain something?
Yes.
What were you going to explain?
It is my belief that it is this guy, and he's just funning you, because we had better luck with the guy today.
Oh, you think so? All right. Well, hold
I
on.
Think.
Don't eat the paper then. Hand it back.
All right.
And that's the new way we're training Rob now. When he brings in a number that's wrong or has information that's wrong.
Yeah, he eats the paper.
He has to eat the paper or eat the index card.
How is that Heath Shuler press release that you ate earlier today?
Heathy.
And what did we have you eat last week? It was like, what did
index
you...
Index card.
What'd you screw up?
God, the screw-ups are too numerous to remember. I can't...
So many cards, so little time.
So you think this guy might be the real animal here?
Yes.
Hello?
Screening his calls today.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a national radio show now. We're looking for the guy who has the Babe Ruth baseball card.
You got the wrong number.
Now,
ma'am?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Do we really have the wrong number, or are you just saying that because too many calls are coming in?
You've got the wrong number.
Really?
Who are you trying to reach?
Do you swear to God?
Yes. Who are you trying to reach?
We're trying to reach Marion
Townsley.
Marion Townsley. He's a man who has a famous baseball card, and we want to make him our senior citizen of the week.
We just want to give him some...
Well, let me tell you this. That was my father's name, and he's been dead for 22 years.
Ah.
Oh, well.
That might be the problem.
Rob, looks like you're eating some paper.
That's true. Ma'am, I'm sorry. Let's give her the chicken anyway.
Listen, our apologies. We would like to give you a 12-pack of Popeye's chicken. And what we're doing now is making our producer eat the piece of paper that had the wrong telephone number.
That's what we do to punish him every time he gives us the wrong number.
You see, there's a story about a guy in the newspaper with the same name as your dad who found the Babe Ruth baseball card.
Did you read that story in the newspaper?
No.
Did your dad play the organ?
No. You know who you want? You want Joseph Townsley.
Well, perhaps. But whatever. The moment is past now.
Yeah, it's over now. The heat of the moment is gone, and you're obviously not a senior citizen, and so. But we'll give you the chicken anyway.
Yeah, you get some chicken.
Would you like some chicken?
Actually, I don't eat it.
Oh, are you a vegetarian?
No, but I don't like chicken.
You don't like chicken?
Who doesn't like chicken?
Everybody likes chicken.
I don't
like paper.
You like paper?
Want to split this with me, baby?
Listen, would you like a copy of a really bad Whoopi Goldberg movie?
No.
No. Is there anything else we have in the prize vault?
Flowers.
Would you like flowers?
Ah. Sure, I'll take flowers.
There you go.
Well, it's a floral arrangement from Flowers USA.
All right.
Call Flowers USA at 1-800-225-3232. Mention Don and Mike and save 10%.
No chicken, no Whoopi Goldberg, but we'll send you some flowers.
Flowers USA.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hold the line, please. Hold the line, please.
There she is.
Oh, there you go, Rob.
I don't know what happened, guys.
How was that paper? You really swallowed it that time.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of it. There's some that hadn't gone down yet.
Oh, gross.
A little bit went down, came back up. I guess the body's rejecting it after all the paper I've eaten today.
Oh, man, you've got ink in your system
ink
today.
Poisoning. Ink poisoning.
That boy's got a cast iron stomach, you know. Toner. Anytime you can drink those hurricanes till 4 in the morning and get up and have Eggs Benedict at 6 a.m. You know, but he'll be just fine. You could pour Prestone into his stomach and it wouldn't matter.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
Bad producer. Bad producer.
Oh, gross.
Bad job. Very bad.
Putting us on the spot like that, trying to call the senior citizen of the week. Eat that paper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, on that Canadian thing you guys were talking about earlier.
Sir, ever forward. We had our discussion about Canadians 2 hours ago.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know, we like to move forward on this show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey,
by the way, the videotape was excellent.
Thank you for the compliment. Now, listen, are you calling with the name of a Canadian?
Well, not exactly. You guys are talking about a war between... It would be nice to have a war between Canada and America.
And how about somebody tuning in right now for the first time? Hi, I was listening to you talking about how nice it would be to have a war between the U.S. and Canada.
Well, it would be a war we could win very easily. Oh. We could whoop them with our reserves. Yes, we'd kick their ass.
But there's a movie called Canadian Bacon about the same thing.
Ah, stars the late John Candy,
yeah.
Who was Canadian.
That's right.
Ah, but we are moving backwards, and that is against the ebb and flow of the show. Thank you, though.
Please forgive me, sir.
Okay, you got it.
Certainly better than John Candy moving backwards.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My radio god.
Hi.
This is Lafayette, Louisiana. I want you to ask Rudy for some inside scoop on Jim Mora. The press down here is reporting that he's taken Ditka's place on NBC.
No, you know what? Somebody told me today, I was talking to that guy at ESPN News.
Rudy had that Monday, incidentally. Rudy had that story that might be the possibility.
Jim Mora, and this is not a gag, is going to be an assistant coach with the San Francisco 49ers.
So he is going to take an assistance job.
My boss at ESPN News told me so.
Today. Really?
Yes.
So that's shame. He won't get to be on interviews.
Yes, that's right. He won't get his airtime.
That's a bummer because like after he did interviews on NBC, he could have said, "What do you think of the interview, Jim? Did you think it was a decent interview?"
Hey, Mike, let me dedicate this to this guy, and then I'll set you up for it.
Now, okay, no problem.
What's your name?
David.
And Dave, where are you from in Louisiana?
Lafayette.
I got a long distance dedication to Dave. At Lafayette, Louisiana. Mike, you want to set this up?
Yeah, Jim, that was a great interview you did on NBC. What was your opinion of it?
It sucked. It stunk.
Now, you want the long version?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first, here you go. How about the classic Jim Mora?
Okay.
Get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
And then we can hear the other Jim Mora tape?
Yes. Back to back.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
We were there.
It's a Jim Mora double play.
Tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting, rudest, sick demonstrations in my entire career, probably the worst.
Mm-hmm.
When Wade Wilson got hurt, I actually looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground with a knee injury. And I'll say this, those are some sick people.
Yeah.
Mentally sick. I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stuck. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Guy's out there busting his ass, like all of our guys were, gets his knee blown up, not badly, hopefully, and they're standing and cheering and clapping. Those are sick people, sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
All right, now, who do you want to dedicate the second part of this to, sir? I'll let you do a dedication.
I'd like to have this for my wife, Lynn.
All right.
She and I are season ticket holders, and we're there at that game, and we're not standing being sick.
All right, this is for Lynn from Louisiana.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball and went down and got points, we got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. Horse. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching, our coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in the second half. It sucked. It stunk.
Right, there you go. There's your long-distance dedication.
There's none better than that one.
It holds up.
We're going to miss him.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
And now, back to the countdown.
There's something around there.
And we'll be right back.
Don and Mike. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
You don't have to pick through this show to find the corn. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Hey, Don Mike?
Yes, sir.
This is Nick in Turlock, California.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I want to let you know Jim Mora is not going to be an assistant for the 49ers.
It's his son. You know what? During the break, the guy from ESPN called me a big dummy, and I would give you a prize for being the first to correct me.
Mm-hmm.
It is Jim Mora. Junior.
Junior Mora.
Who's going to be hired by the Saints.
As in right. Son
or rather,
of
the 49ers, yes.
Did you say I get a prize?
Yes.
All right.
Enjoy.
Hey, you know what? I'm at my friend's house. We're getting ready to watch the tape.
Oh, well,
you
then
just got it today.
You'll really enjoy your spicy chicken filet sandwich from Wendy's.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to be taking over an assistant's job with the 49ers after my bypass surgery.
Hey, can I do my Ross Perot imitation?
Well, that would certainly be timely and would certainly ruin any momentum and energy the show has.
But you have to make the decision whether you discipline yourself or not.
Okay. Hey, Larry. This is Ross Perot.
You kiss that sandwich goodbye.
There you go. He didn't discipline himself.
Yeah. And it's Jim Mora Jr. That was my mistake.
Does he have dad's temper?
I don't know anything about him. All I know is the guy called and it said Jim Mora, and it didn't stick with me that he had said the Jim Mora Jr.
That means we're going to see him. You know, as long as he's in the spotlight, that'll be great. But of course, you know, that analyst role is such an easy deal. You're not going to light up like a candle when you're an analyst. It's not going to happen.
They're playing like diddly poo.
I thought that first half sucked. It was lousy, poo, embarrassing.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, a friend of mine I work with went to high school with the Clarissa Sabrina the Witch girl.
Oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, he's from Long Island. He moved here to Fredericksburg. He said she's quite promiscuous.
Ah, what a great fantasy.
So what I'm saying is you have a chance.
So you're saying I have a chance. There's a chance.
Oh, fantastic.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys, obviously you watched the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Did you see the Miss Piggy commercial? With Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, and you know, I'm past Miss Piggy.
When did you see the?
I don't know.
Now, when did that happen?
I don't know, Buzz, but I'm past my Miss Piggy.
The only thing that was funny in that commercial is when they asked if she's here, is Miss Piggy here, and she says yes, and opens her mouth, and the chips fall out. The rest of that commercial, she goes, hi-ya. I mean, that's been done a million times.
You know what I think is ridiculous? I saw it today on CNN that there's all kinds of protest about the Holiday Inn ad.
It's been pulled.
They pulled it?
It's gone. It's history.
Is that it? Did you see the ad? They're talking about how they remodel Holiday Inn.
Right.
And it was a high school reunion.
Oh, yeah.
And a beautiful woman walks in.
Transsexual.
Right. They say legs cost $8,000. Yeah. The boobs cost $8,000. Well, apparently. Now, what is there? Some kind of transsexual support group got pissed off and called Holiday Inn, and the last I had heard, they had simply gotten a lot of bad feedback. They've pulled the spot?
Yeah, they've pulled it. I don't know if the objections came from transsexuals or from just middle America offended by this.
Like maybe the Bible Belt, the Jerry Falwell crew? Yeah.
Ain't that something,
that was so tame. I mean, if they're pulling, where is Tail Gunner Joe? Where's Joe McCarthy when you need him?
All I know is that Dolores Spiewak loved it, and she loves dialing for transvestites.
It was just dreamy.
Today is Wednesday. It's the 29th of January. Birthdays today. Well, man, here he is. The guy who invented almost everything, Professor Irwin Corey.
Oh, what a genius. A comedy genius. I have been, I'm his biggest fan on this show. You know that. I love the man.
85. John Forsythe, 79.
Charlie.
Claudine Longet. Yes, Charlie's Angels.
That's right.
Claudine Longet, 55. Bonjour. She killed somebody, didn't she?
Yeah. Wasn't she the one that...
Spider-Man? Right, Spider Savage, the skier.
Skier, right.
Tom Selleck today. Oprah is 43 today. Judy Norton Taylor, who was the redhead from the Waltons who posed naked in Playboy, I think that's who she is.
Oh, was it the redhead that posed naked? I thought it was the big bone girl.
Well, she was a redhead. She was a redhead. If you saw the pictures in Playboy, she was a redhead.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, on the show, on the Waltons, I mean, not that I fantasized about her, but she just had that big lantern jaw.
A mic.
Nice bush.
Okay. Also, Greg Louganis and Sarah Gilbert, who is the daughter on Roseanne, having her birthday today.
I'm just thinking about those bushes around the Waltons'
She's
house.
She's a redhead.
Nice bush.
They all were. Grandma Walton.
Oh, God.
All of them. The Walton sisters.
Michael Learned.
Nice bush.
And even Grandpa Walton. You know, he was kind of...
Nice bush.
Yeah, Will Gear was a redhead. That's it. You can see it if you pay me a nickel.
On this date in 1958...
Nice bush.
Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward got married.
Wow.
They're still married.
You're in it.
And on this...
Nice bush.
And on this day in 1996, Garth Brooks turned down his American Music Award because he said that Hootie and the Blowfish deserved it more.
That's wonderful.
Okay, here are the ratings, the TV ratings from this past week.
Yes.
The number one show, surprise, Super Bowl XXXI.
Of course.
The number two show was the Super Bowl postgame.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Files was number six. And for the first time ever, Fox was the number one network.
Oh, good for them.
Uh-huh. Bill Cosby, and I don't get what Bill Cosby's doing.
No, I don't either. It's just strange. I don't want to lay a judgment trip with what he's going through, but it's odd. It doesn't, it's kind of difficult to understand.
You know, I mean, I'm not even talking about the thing with the affair with the woman and the baby, the whole thing with the son. And then, you know, he's doing an interview with Dan Rather, and they're running a little bit of it every night on the news. And they're saying, if you want to see the whole thing, watch 60 Minutes. And now there's this. He's going on stage this weekend.
This is the one that I thought you were talking about. It's just, it weirds me. I mean, maybe just throwing himself completely back into his work to try to, you know, forget about what's going on in his life.
Don't know. Bill Cosby will appear at two sold-out performances this weekend in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's not clear if he will include his typical stories about raising his son. Mm. You know, how weird is that?
Yeah.
Now, who is counseling? Dennis Rodman. I know you've heard the story about Dennis Rodman when he kicked the guy in the nuts. He's got to get some kind of counseling.
An NBA counselor. It's a counselor with a striped shirt.
No, it's Jesse Jackson.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah. Jesse Jackson, who just doesn't have enough to do.
Where there's a camera.
He's going to be the official counselor.
Mm-hmm.
For Dennis Rodman. And he's going to ask the NBA today to reinstate Dennis Rodman.
Dennis, when there's a camera, make sure you don't kick the cameraman, Dennis, please. For God's sake, if you're going to delay, please. Kick him higher where you don't go in the groin. Please, Dennis, help me. Jesse Jackson. Please. please, if you're going to cook, if you're going to kick the cameraman, just make sure you don't kick him in the groin, kick him in the stomach.
There you go. Thank you. That's a little impromptu, Jesse Jackson. There you go. Just spontaneous. I watched his speech on C-SPAN.
He says that Dennis Rodman is basically a good person with a bad temper. So, you know, just another chance for Jesse Jackson to get on television.
Of course. Well, you know, the election's over.
And, you know, kind of nutty that he is representing Dennis Rodman because he works for the Rainbow Coalition. Dennis Rodman's hair is
rainbow-colored.
Kind of rainbow.
I like that.
Chelsea Clinton has a boyfriend. Let me say it. It's a steady boyfriend. Mm-hmm. According to the New York Post, he's a an older boy.
Right.
His name is Charlie Broyhill. And he lives in Vienna, Virginia.
That's right.
No, he's 16. He attends a Washington area school, but they are not naming the school or naming the lad.
Man, can you imagine going home to meet dad?
Let's see. She and her boyfriend were among a group who were at the MTV inauguration ball. The boy is described as suitable.
Well, how would that be?
He must be very proud.
I don't know. It just says the quote from the White
suitable.
House.
Suitable.
The quote from the White House was he is suitable.
Yeah, he's suitable.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Hello. Hello. Is this the one, Chelsea? Yeah, he's suitable.
Through his PA system in his limo.
That's how he met him. He meets, you know, he goes into the White House garage.
Hello. How are you? Okay, go out on your date. Hello.
All right, now see, I've got the story from Buzz about Holiday Inn here. If you missed Holiday Inn's ad campaign during the Super Bowl, you missed it altogether. Holiday Inn is pulling the ad, which some found offensive. Now, how could you possibly find that ad offensive? It didn't look like, you know those, remember the guys who used to do the commercial for Budweiser where they would dress up like women to get
sure,
it on ladies' night?
Sure.
It didn't look like a guy dressing like a woman. It was a woman.
It was, you know, and doesn't he look at her and go, Bob?
Yeah.
And that's right. Hysterically funny. Yeah. Ah, come on, loosen up.
Spot featured a transsexual who draws admiring glances at a class reunion. Woman runs into a classmate, insists on guessing her name. Then he shudders when he recognizes her as Bob.
Right.
And then the slogan is, it's amazing the changes you can make for a few $1,000s.
Right.
And then they backed down to the pressure and they canceled it. But who knows, because they're really getting all kinds of free publicity now that guys like us are talking about the fact that they had to take it off.
This may be an advertising agency's dream where they're in their ivory tower there kind of laughing and saying, hey, this is exactly what we want.